It's Marketplace Tech for August 26th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week, financial markets have already given us record lows and record rallies, led in part by NASDAQ companies like Apple. We heard yesterday from a venture capitalist on what market volatility might mean for the private equity world and startups that have been chasing growth and ever higher valuations. Well, today, let's talk to a startup founder. Name, Curtis Lee. Occupation, CEO of Lux. It's an on-demand valet parking startup based in San Francisco. Hello, Curtis. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. More importantly, how are you?
I'm good.
It's been kind of a weird week. Have you been taking a lot of calls, making a lot of calls?
I have, actually. I've been talking to investors. I've been talking to folks I know. I think we're just trying to get a sense of what the market is doing and, you know, subsequently how it affects us.
Yeah, so tell me about that second part.
Well, you know, I think as a startup, especially kind of a later stage startup, which we are, we always want to keep an eye out for our cash burn. What we're doing is just keeping our burn rate under control. You know, we're thinking about how that affects our fundraising process.
If your fundraising abilities completely stopped today, how long would your company be going?
Well, I think we'd have to like change course, right? Assuming there's some cataclysmic event that happens in the stock market and people are just not fundraising, period, we would have to change course and really optimizing for cash preservation and really focusing on profitability over growth.
So what are we talking, a month?
With our current cash position, I think we have enough to last us a while and certainly beyond, you know, several months. And I think we haven't changed what we've been doing over the last few days. I think we're kind of in wait and see mode. We're not in a position right now where we need to fundraise. I think the fact that we are a company that produces revenue, like real revenue from our customers, also helps our cause.
Curtis Lee, he's the CEO of Lux. It's an on-demand valet parking startup based in San Francisco. Curtis, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This week, a U.S. appeals court ruled that the Federal Trade Commission has authority to regulate data security. The ruling is related to data theft involving a hotel operator called Wyndham Worldwide, but it could have broader implications, think the Ashley Madison hack. And that could be a good thing, for consumers at least. So says Jason Schultz. He's director of NYU's Technology Law and Policy Clinic.
The FTC's role is to help companies figure out how not to be unfair and deceptive to consumers. And this decision sends a lot of good information to companies. If they are reasonable, if they follow industry's standard practices, they should be fine. Even companies who have breaches should be fine. It's not that you have to be perfect, it's just that you have to be reasonable and fair to your customers. Because once you give your information to a company, you have no control over it anymore. It's really their job to keep it safe.
Jason Schultz there at NYU. We will wait and see how the FTC regulates data protection standards. Say whatever you want about your own manners, our devices are absolutely changing how we act in public, when we eat together, what keeps us busy while we wait to meet a friend. I have special feelings of judgment for people who wander aimlessly through busy New York sidewalks while staring at their phone. All of this means our rules are changing. Today, Pew Research has delivered a new report on those rules. Lee Rainey is Director of Internet Science and Technology Research at Pew.
Most people are okay if people are using their phones walking down the street or on public transportation or waiting in line for something. What they're not okay for is phone use during family dinners or during meetings, and they especially don't want them in their church or other worship place.
Now, if I was the type of person to argue that millennials are taking part in the fraying of our social mores, could I make the argument that young people, according to this data, are just willing to use their phones willy-nilly?
young people are different. There's no doubt about it. They do more of the pro-social things, like they're connecting with people who are friends of those in the groups that they're with, or they're posting pictures of the group that they're with on social media or texting them. But they're also doing the disengaged things. They're more likely than older folks to say that they're bored and they're turning to their phone because they don't want to participate in the conversation anymore. So young people are just all into this life at a higher level on both sides of the scale than older folks.
The common line is stop being antisocial with your phone. And maybe the reality is people are just being social in a different way.
That's clearly coming out of our data, that people are not tuning out the world. They're just in a slightly different world when they're connected to their screens. And that accounts for one of the sort of grand paradoxes in our data, which is that most people get bothered by this when they see others doing it. And yet, the vast majority of people do use their phone in those circumstances when it suits their fancy. So they're against it in principle and say it hurts the social setting, but they also do it and figure that they get things from it.
Hypocrites. We're all hypocrites.
Oh, yeah. We've seen this just time and again in the way we looked at people use the internet in the first place, the way they use social media, the way they treat each other in social media. It's I'm okay, you're not, is a common theme for our data.
Lee Rainey is Director of Internet Science and Technology Research at the Pew Research Center. Lee, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
Someone told me about a game where everyone puts their phone in the middle of the table at dinner and whoever reaches for their device first pays the bill. Harsh or justified? A personal rule for me is to check my phone if I need to, explain myself, and then put the phone away immediately. What are your rules? Post them at facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.